it's Jen, and we're on day three of taking the season on summer or winter, depending on where you are, with more intentionality and choice. So far we've looked at what we desire, and we've looked at our time commitments in our life and felt some of maybe the squeeze there. We've talked about rest and had a little experience of it. Now we're going to talk about something I call time monsters. We visit this all the time at the Weekly Oasis, which is my online community that is completely dedicated to helping you live with clarity and intention and courage over and over and over again in tiny, incremental, and epiphanetic ways. I just made up that word. And we're going to do a little sample of what we do there right now. And that is, I'm going to give you a couple of prompts, and you're going to hear me writing. You may want to keep your hand moving, or you may like free talk, I call it, just like free writing into your smartphone, or just maybe if you're out in the world, you can just kind of keep meditating on the question, see what images or ideas come up and jot them down later. But before we get to the prompts, here's the piece about time monsters. I need to define it for you. Time monsters is a term I came up with about, 10, 12 years ago. I think I first wrote about it in my book, The Life Organizer, one of my 8 titles in print. And it's a companion to an idea that I came up with in my first book, The Woman's Comfort Book, an idea that Brené Brown has now quoted in 2 of her books, which is this idea of shadow comforts. Now, shadow comforts are real straightforward. They're things we do in the name of self-care or nurturing ourselves or relaxing or resting that don't actually recharge us or make us feel newer or more like ourselves or reborn. They make us feel worse, drained, or numb. It's not what we do. It's why we're doing it and how it makes us feel. Time monsters, though, are kind of a cousin of shadow comforts. And the time monsters are simply the things often we do have to do in life, like laundry, errands, email, work, volunteering. But we make them a bigger deal, more complicated. We give more time and energy to them. And here's the real rub. We do them before our actual creative work, before what we desire, including just going for a wonderful walk with a friend, right? Because we think we have to earn our right to be ourselves, to be creative, that we have to earn our existence. So this first prompt, we're just gonna list what are your current time monsters. You may only think of a few, but then keep reflecting, keep your hand going if you're using that, and see if anything new comes. What's getting in the way? What are you putting first? What are you making more complicated? Who are you hiding behind? Here's another prompt. What's the best thing about each of these time monsters? What does it give you? How is it pleasurable or satisfying or scratch an itch of some kind? You don't have to get it exactly right, but just explore the territory. Maybe looking at each of these time monsters, there's probably a theme there, some repetition. What is good about these? If you find yourself getting stuck, just write, what else? What else? That was really interesting. I mean, I have visited time monsters over and over again for years because they change. You lose sight of them. They're slippery little devils, right? And again, that's why we do it, you know, regularly at the Weekly Oasis. But I just found that when in doing it this time, that my current time monsters include being in a box, putting things in this box, or this thing that I've done my whole life, sort of containing things in my to-do list and my thinking and how narrow it is. And then I discovered in, like, what am I getting out of my time monsters, like, what's good about them, is I'm not bored. I'm so scared of being bored. So anyway, there's always new opportunities to learn and to keep growing and revisiting this. We don't get rid of time monsters or shadow comforts. We have a relationship with them. And you want to have a relationship with them this summer or winter that really allows you to create what you want, not to get rid of them or make them wrong or bad. That never, ever works. Every bit of research shows that shaming ourselves is the least likely path to lead to more fulfillment, joy, happiness, creativity, and all that good stuff, connection. So what do we do with these? Well, here's my possibility if you want to play. Day one, you made a list, I hope you did, of what you're hungry for, what you desire during this specific period of time. So now I'm going to ask you to go back to that list. So it'll just take a few minutes. So if your mind tells you you don't have time, say, look, I'll do it for a few minutes when I get in bed tonight or after the kids are in bed or after the dinner dishes are done or whatever your natural stopping place is. I want you to go through the list of what you're hungry for. Add anything that's come to you if you get another insight. But then remember that looking at your calendar, looking at your travel plans, looking at your work commitments, and cross off the things or rewrite them that feel too vague or too big or too out of the possibility of what time and energy you actually have. So begin to do some rewriting, adding to, and pruning. And then I want you to look at this list of current time monsters. And one by one, ask yourself, while looking at your list of what you're hungry for, which of these match up? Which time monster is taking me away from or letting me hide behind it so that I don't have to actually experience or take action on what I'm hungry for? Again, this is totally normal. We all do it. So please don't fall into a story of shame or this is unusual. I had one student say to me once, oh my gosh, I've spent so much of my life in time monsters, letting time monsters eat my very life. This is a really shockingly empowering concept, but suddenly, or sometimes it can feel a little bit like a slap, like, oh, our culture is built for time monsters. We're built for busy work. We're wired to belong. There's all kinds of reasons why we fall into them. They're not your fault, but we can have a choice. And so the choice just for today is to edit, add to, whittle down, or make more specific that list of what you're hungry for, and then to just kind of pair it up with the shadow comforts, because those are the things that some of the time get in your way. And if we're going to live this next season with expansiveness and joy, with rest and renewal and creativity, we need to face that. So we'll talk more about it tomorrow. So I hope you have time to do it. If not, come to the audio again tomorrow. This all ties up and makes sense, and you can follow along at your own pace. See you soon.